And now, Ed the Sox, War on Stupid, on the Toddcast Podcast.
Message to Zack Snyder. Shut the fuck up already. You put the world's most recognizable superheroes in a movie and shit the bed. Don't keep whining about how Joss Whedon fucked up your masterpiece. There was no saving Justice League or that other hunk of crap, Batman vs. Superman. You make one movie, Zack Snyder, and it's always cynical, the skies are dark with debris floating in it, and they run longer than they should, because 40% of the movie is in slow-mo. It worked for the 300, but since then, all you've made is self-indulgent shit. But you keep feeding your internet psychophants comments about your Justice League movie, and weighing in on superhero films. And this week, Snyder said that Superman and Batman would kill in the real world. Hey, schmuck, in the real world, there is no Superman or Batman. They couldn't exist. That's why we like them, and why we read comics and go to movies about larger-than-life fictional heroes. It's make-believe. Trying to make a realistic Superman or Batman movie is like making a Lego movie where every building has to adhere to building codes. You see, somewhere along the line, when comic books became more complex and worthwhile reading after adolescence, people who grew up reading comics became the people writing them, and tried to validate their interest in funny books by trying to make comics seem more grounded in real life, which meant grim and gritty and depressing, which says something about their real lives. But adult readers and angsty teens ate it up, because it made them feel less silly about reading comic books. So we got comics trying to ground Superman's powers in real science and giving Batman constant psychoanalysis. And then we get crappy, overly dark, and serious movies about people in colorful long johns. As the recent huge success of Aquaman showed, superhero movies are supposed to be big, fun, and preposterous. The sign of a good superhero movie is you leave the theater wanting to be that hero. After Aquaman, I wanted to be Aquaman. After Wonder Woman, I wanted to be Wonder Woman. Metaphorically. After Black Panther, I wanted to be Black Panther. Though that's cultural appropriation and racist and makes me a bad person. Good superhero movies are escapist and hopeful. The kind Zack Snyder has never made. Superman and Batman would kill in real life, Zack Snyder. In real life, you kill. Movie franchises worth billions of dollars. So why don't you take your one-note hack filmmaker ass onto something more suited to your talents and leave superhero flicks and philosophizing about them to people who haven't fucked up entire movie universes. I'm Ed the Sock and I'm nobody's puppet. Don't you be either. Follow me on Twitter at Ed the Sock, and you can find me on Facebook and Instagram too.
Ed the Sock's War on Stupid is brought to you by Robert Howes at Barnes Wheaton, South Surrey, donating $100 for every vehicle he sells till May 31st to Saints in Mission. Buy a car, help the animals.